The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. Check out the brand new Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Get an unbelievable haircut, hot towel treatment, and hot lather neck shave from one of our award-winning stylists for a great price. Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I saw what I would think to be like one of the ultimate douchebag TV interviews at the gym. There was a dude, and I don't know if it was MSNBC or CNBC, one of the business channels. I couldn't really see what it was
because
logo was so small in the corner way over there. But this dude, this high-tech CEO, was on live with this business channel discussing something about the business. And the whole time, he was on a treadmill. Like he was too busy to get off his treadmill, or like your little interview is not that important to me.
I'm busy.
He's walking on his treadmill. Obviously, he has his phone or something set up in front, and he's doing like, and it went on for like 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
I thought the douchiest thing.
Yeah. I think that hit you extra hard because you're an interviewer.
Well,
you know what I mean? You're like, the gall of that man.
That's what it is.
Try to do something else instead of putting all of himself into the interview? Well, why would he do that?
It's like
what kind of scumbag is he?
Exactly, Andy. Thank you. News rage. News rage.
Like the guy who was on that porn show and he was the Punisher before the latest Punisher guy. He was eating cereal while we were interviewing him.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing tells you don't matter more to that person than when they're eating cereal.
Right. And that's the vibe I got from this. I couldn't hear it because their audio at the gym's not working great right now. Yeah. But I could just see it. So I couldn't even hear what he was saying. But I'm like, dude's on an effing treadmill for the whole like 10 minutes. I couldn't take my eyes off it. I'm like, at first I thought, is he walking down a street or something? Because it looked like they had just put in, you know, the Zoom background thing.
But then
I realized, no, he's on a damn treadmill.
Everybody so talk rude. About fitness.
Yeah.
Everybody talk about easy ways to stay in shape.
Is that what it was?
No, it was. It kept saying, like, tech weight. CEO discussing future of, you know,
okay,
like.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
I think it was like an audience psychology thing. If the guy's on a treadmill during an interview, he's a go-getter, therefore invest in his company.
Yeah, I don't know.
Totally. Maybe he thought if they see I'm just a busy.
Right, I just can't. I'd have no
I can't stop.
That's probably what it is, honestly.
Something like that.
Because I can't.
Psychological game.
There has to be people around him that were like, hey, don't do that interview on a treadmill. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you'd think.
You would
there's
think.
Someone around.
Would say, no, dude, you can't do that.
You know.
I saw something crazy. I was tuning into a public hearing in where I live because I'm interested in what's going on around me.
Just like James.
Because it's determining.
That's my girl, Lisa.
It's determining my future of where, you know, I live. It's important to me. So I want to know what these people are planning. So I'm tuning in and I have to sit through every single thing, right? And this lady comes on and she's on her phone and she's like, hello. Oh, yeah. I'm shopping for flip flops. At the hearing.
Wait, hold on. So she's in the Zoom.
She's in the Zoom. It's her turn. She wants her shed approved. But she's shopping for flip-flops.
I'll explain the whole thing as soon as I find a pair of pink flip-flops.
Was she telling them to wait till she finished ordering her flip-flops?
No, she was in the middle of shopping for flip-flops, but she was proceeding
she was
with
both.
The hearing and letting everyone know about what's going on with her shed and... Sure, she has many children. She had like a lot of kids. And so, in the middle, I couldn't believe it. They're like, okay. I hope you find those flip flops. And then they lost her. Of course, you know, the Zoom thing, cut out, and there she was gone. Then she came back later. Her thing was approved. She's done.
Yeah.
She's like, hey.
What happened? What happened? Do I get my shed? Do I not?
25 mouths to feed. I gotta store all the crap in there.
It's crazy. It's the craziest thing. I couldn't believe it.
That's wild.
Got the flip flops, though. Check these out.
Yeah, they were like, I hope you got your flip flops.
Yeah.
Just people are just blow my mind.
Absolutely.
Really,
well,
what they do.
No, she's, you know, that was one of my worst parts of my entire radio career was when I had to cover local city council meetings.
Oh, God.
They oh, my were God. The yep. craziest. Small town.
Yeah. They were at times the most boring, most frustrating. I mean, occasionally, thank God there were people. Back then, I hated it. There was just always a couple of people that had to speak at every meeting.
Oh,
you know, old
yeah,
busybodies
yeah.
or this crazy dude called the Bacon Man who'd have to speak and would speak for like 20 minutes on every topic.
Yep.
And you'd just be sitting there going, oh, my God, shut him up. I want to finish this so I can go back to the station. But at least he made it interesting, you know. There's boring ass people.
Well, yeah. The flip flop lady made it entertaining.
That's it.
Because I had to sit through that thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this lady. Did you have to do any kind of public hearing when you had a shed issue?
No, maybe I should have though, because I had to take it down. Remember?
Yeah,
well, I had to take
had
my.
To.
Well, yeah, you could have fought it, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah.
What a pain.
Yeah, it is a pain. Oh my goodness. We did at our new house have to. Why did we have to call them?
Oh, we were
building.
Approved.
Yeah, we were building like a cabana thing, and you had to make sure it was far enough away from.
Oh yeah, the easements and all those things. All
but the flip flop lady, her neighbor gave her a shed, and she's like, "Thank you," and she put it up, and then the lady's like, "No, I don't like that shed. Take it down." So she called the city. On
she
her.
Gave it to her and then called the city on her.
Yeah,
damn, that's so
she
crazy.
Changed her mind. She was like, "I don't like that shed."
You know what's amazing? That's how you get rid of something.
I guess right.
I'm like, oh my God, I got this shed in my backyard. What am I can't even believe I'll have to call Maluma's. Wait a second, what's Cheryl doing? Cheryl got a wonderful red shed. You like it? You got your eyes on it? You got those 25 kids, right? Well, listen here. Why don't we just slide that thing over to your property line? You're in? All right.
Calls
beep, boop, beep, 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 beep.
Hi,
hello.
City.
Yeah, city. Listen up. There is a nuts lady over here with a red shed. 25 kids running around the whole time. I'd like to ban it if you guys could just come pull that thing out of there and fine her. Give her a big fine. She's probably out shopping for flip-flops if I know anything. If I know anything about this broad. Enjoy your free
shed. That's so crazy.
Our people are nuts. I'm telling
that
you.
That is so crazy. Someone gives me a shed.
Yes.
I put it up, and then they're like, no, I hate that shed. You got to take it down.
What? Well, they don't even tell you. They just call the city, so the city shows up.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And then they have a hearing. Then they notify her, look, you have a shed, and we have to have a hearing about it.
Yeah, the woman that called the city on me once years ago, she was like an older woman living with her mom. So obviously a dried up old bitchy vag who, you know, doesn't get laid.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She had like 15 cats. Those were the cats that came over and pissed all over my day bed that we had.
Sex bed. The sex bed got ruined.
They made like that bed their home. So
well, yeah, go ahead.
And then so I'm like, I never called on you or your cats or the piss or all the crap.
Yeah.
And I set up this thing and you call the city on me, bitch.
Yeah,
I was so ready to take her down.
Because did she call on your sex bed or did she call on a shed?
She called on a shed.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Built a shed.
Yes.
But then beside it, I put one of those like tarp covered things so I could put my ride on mower in there.
Okay, yeah.
That's what
she's like,
didn't
look at that garbage.
Right.
Yeah, that's what she didn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't like that thing there. But if I put the ride on mower in my shed, I had no room for anything else, right? So I was trying to.
That lady you just described, I believe that is the why there are so many Karens.
Yeah, that's like a typical. She was a typical.
She was
Karen.
One of the first. Yeah, yeah, like one of the originals.
Yeah, your description.
Right. Yeah.
Do you mean his earlier description of the dried parts?
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting at? Least the dried up parts with no sex. She's like, yes.
Just so anyone, because she's not going to, she probably won't,
she won't say it.
It,
but she's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, right?
You need they to get just plowed just once in a while. Yeah,
everyone needs to get laid to blow off some steam.
Yeah, that's it.
And you're just pent up sexual frustration. You take it out on everyone
like,
around
I get
you.
It. You hate your husband, but let him drill you once in a while.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's good for you.
Give yourself a little orgasm.
You know, well, that's probably better. Not going to happen, right, ladies? We know that, but...
Good try.
You know.
Give it a good try.
Yeah. Someone said, I work for a local city. The phone calls we get are insane.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why that entertains me so much.
It does.
I don't know. Just the psychology of it and the way that people are and the things they do. And that lady didn't show up for the hearing. She didn't have a comment. She didn't, the neighbor that gave the shed.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Nothing. Mm.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that when I asked... When the guy from the city came out to me to say, hey, you got to take that down. I'm sorry. I said, who
Who has the problem? They can't tell you,
they
right?
They were like, sorry, it's anonymous.
We didn't
know aloud. Well, I instantly knew, right?
Yeah,
right.
She's out the backyard. Like,
looking.
Get rid of that top.
It's, I don't know.
Sex. They're having sex all day in the backyard.
Relax. I just think, I mean, it would be interesting and also like, horrible to work for a city department. Like, it'd be, sometimes I'm sure the calls are hilarious, right? You can't believe what they're asking. But then other times, I'm sure people just call again and
again.
Yeah, and
it's horrible and stupid.
To complain about the same things.
I think you deal with the same people all the time.
I think you deal with a bunch of unchecked mental illness problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like crazy people call you constantly.
Yep.
When I'm looking for a house, I just like instantly look around at the neighbors. Before even the house, I'm just like, okay, who's that?
Yeah, scope it
out.
What
are you up to? What is your deal? Yeah.
That's so important, I think.
It's one of the most important
things.
And
I don't think people do that too much. It's kind of hard, right? You really can't get a good feel for who's around you unless you stayed there for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
But and the people selling, if there's a crazy person beside them, they're never going to tell you.
No.
Because they want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, because the house that I successfully sold... there was like the domestic abuse couple across the street.
Nice. You never that.
The cops would come at like 2 o'clock in the morning multiple times. But at 7 o'clock, when you come look at a house, they're just starting to drink.
Yeah.
So it was like quiet.
It would be a lot of research to do, like, because you could find out who all the neighbors are. But
yeah. My neighbor who parked the cars on the front lawn.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, goodness.
I had talked to him and said, hey, listen, I'm trying to sell this place. You mind just parking the cars in the back for a couple weeks?
He's
like, yes, for sure. Parking the cars in the back for a couple weeks. I'm like, sweet, bud. You're good.
And then the people move in. They're like, this is nice.
Exactly.
And then there's the car on the front lawn.
Ah, well. And then domestic abuse across the street.
Yeah.
Oh,
goodness. Yeah, lots of trouble there.
Yeah.
Huh? This guy said, I work for the building department in Southwest Florida, and I talk with the code enforcement guys all the time because we have to go determine if structures are safe after code enforcement finds them, and I can't believe some of the things people call for. It's absolutely ridiculous. And this guy said, I'm a 36-year-old guy. I had to call the city on a neighbor who was feeding woodchucks in her backyard.
Oh, God.
You don't want woodchucks invading you.
Yeah, they'll tear up your yard, right?
Yeah, I don't even...
They sure will.
All they do is dig holes, right?
Yeah, they burrow underneath your pavers, and then you got to pull all your pavers up and replace all that dirt and level it all out.
Oh, man.
It's just funny, call them woodchucks. I always call them groundhogs.
Groundhogs,
yeah. Groundhogs, yeah.
I'm trying to think if I ever called the city for anything. I don't think I ever have.
I had to call the city on a landlord once.
Well, that makes sense, though. If they didn't, I don't think you had heat for 3 months or whatever.
No, he was trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had anything where I've had to call the city and complain about anything.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Nothing's ever really come up.
I had something needed to be approved building-wise after it was already installed at my house, and the builder failed to get the permit or whatever happened. So they went to the hearing. I couldn't go because they would have said no. Like, it's not approved and you have to tear it down. I would have went nuts. I would have been on the news. I would have been
Lady freaks out at city council meeting. More at 11.
I'm like, I can't do it.
Sorry, we're going to have to rip all of that stamped concrete
out. That's crazy to think about that. And that's happened before to people.
Oh, sure it has.
Right? Yeah. They didn't get approval beforehand and then they're forced to rip it down.
Well, it's just that's...
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy when people do things on the shady side. you know, like they didn't, or they just, oh.
Well, he got permits for everything else. I don't know what happened
there. Something happened.
It's a really great builder, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
So you got, like, if you put a shed up in your backyard, you can't, you got to call the city for stuff.
Depending on.
Yeah, you do. You need
a it all depends on the city. Some places are fine as long as you're like 6 feet away from property lines and stuff.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know any of that. I thought you could just, I thought it was your place.
No.
Yeah, no, I mean, what's. What's crazy is, like, you think it would be.
Yeah.
But apparently anyone around you also has a say in how you want to live your life.
Because of their property value and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Or they're just nosy, dried up vag Karens.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's another.
Think about it. Like, Dave built, like, a little tarp thing, and that just drove someone absolutely bonkers.
And the crazy thing
is, life.
There was trees all against their fence.
Like, so they couldn't even see it.
You couldn't see it. Maybe if she saw it from her upstairs bedroom window, but on the ground level, she wouldn't have even seen
it. That's the most important part. Like, as long as you can't see it.
Right.
I would have spent the rest of my days building tarp tents just in different spots. I would have been like, oh, yeah, no, I'll take that down. Yes, of course.
Oh, you guys,
I'll take that
every
down.
Time we went then out to the pool, another one. Every time we went out to the pool, I blasted music. I just turned the speaker around.
The kids and I'd be in the pool having dance parties. I'm like, take that, you dried up little bitch!
That's what happens.
Oh, you don't want me to park my
ride
on mower there?
I think your description was exactly the reason why we have Karens. Your previous description of that woman. Something about dryness.
If I was a weatherman, I'd be like, it's going to be dry out there, drier than a Karen's parts.
Yeah.
Here's a desert forecast. Jack Palance almost had to bow out of the movie City Slickers because of another commitment. So it turns out that Billy Crystal then sent the script to Charles Bronson. He was up to play the old cowboy Curly.
He could have done it.
That could have been cool.
Yeah.
Bronson had a problem with it. Billy Crystal said, are you kidding? He cursed me out. He said, I die on page 53. Nobody kills Charles Bronson.
True.
Didn't you see Death Wish?
Yeah, so true.
I don't die.
Yeah, it's true.
I love Billy Charles Bronson.
Billy tried to explain to Charles Bronson that Curly's death is a key part of the story, and before he dies that they have really lovely scenes together. But Bronson said, F you, I'm dead, and hung up.
Yeah.
Luckily for Jack Palance, he was able to resolve the conflict and take the part because then he went on to win an Oscar for it.
Did a push up on stage.
That's a he did, yep.
That's right.
Yep.
All about that.
I don't know why that's in my brain right now, but when I think of him, that's what I think of him winning that Oscar.
It's Jack Palance did a push up?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandma really had a thing for Charles Bronson.
I bet.
Yeah.
It's an original she badass. Did.
Yeah, this is
one
of my favorite Oscar moments is Jack Palance.
Yeah, me too.
When he came out, he did the push-up.
Go out there and do duties.
This guy is more in shape than I'll ever be right here.
He's like, I'm old, but I'm better than all of you.
Yeah. My dad calls me once a week, boy. As Rowan doing his push-ups. As Rowan doing sit-ups and push-ups. You do your push-ups and you do your sit-ups. Dad, just relax. He's going to do whatever he's going to do. Push-ups and sit-ups. Boy.
Now, is that for his baseball career or just in general?
His baseball career. Everything's about his baseball career.
All that.
He's got to do his push-ups. 1 foot one, Dad. He's 1 foot one. He's got to grow. He plays with teammates that are 6 foot four.
So when you were growing up, did your dad make sure you did your push-ups and sit-ups?
No, he didn't care at all about it. It's like, no.
It's his grandkid.
It's Rowan. It's all about Rowan. Oh, boy, I'll talk to him if you need me, Dad. No. I don't need you to fill him with the poison you filled me with.
Do you think your dad would try and motivate him or just...
Yes. Yeah. You can do it, boy. You've got it. They don't know how good you are.
That's amazing. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's his number one fan.
Yeah, that's awesome. He wants him to do well.
Number one fan.
Puts the pressure on, though.
Yeah. Just let him be.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Sometimes people live up to stereotypes. Like the fiery Latin thing, right?
Sure, like a dating a Latin girl.
Right.
And she's like insane.
Yep. You don't cross some of them,
no.
Right?
No.
Well, a Brazilian wife.
Oh, come on now. Oh.
Just cooked her husband's penis in a frying pan.
Oh, my goodness. You can't put that back on.
Cooked it up. After finding out he was cheating.
That's a spicy sausage.
My goodness. Game of Thrones style.
Thankfully, she did kill him.
Oh, okay. So right? she just killed him.
Thankfully, he didn't have to see his own dong being fried up.
She killed him and then just cooked it for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Whoa.
This woman arrested on suspicion of killing her husband before cutting his penis off and cooking it. 33-year-old Diane Cristina Rodriguez Mercado arrested by police in São Gonçalo across the bay from Rio de Janeiro. Officers were called to the house. They found the victim's lifeless, naked, mutilated body.
Oh, yeah.
He was identified only by his first name, Andre. According to reports, his wife had cut off his penis and cooked it in oil in a frying pan.
Oh.
Fried it up.
Yep. She gonna eat it?
They don't say.
I hope she didn't.
They believe the crime took place about 4 a.m. after the couple had an argument about breaking up. The cop seized a kitchen knife from the scene, believed to be the one she used to kill her husband and then dismember him.
So she stabbed him to death, huh?
Yeah.
That's personal.
That's
close and personal right there.
She was arrested. She's been charged with murder and corpse desecration.
Yeah.
They were together 10 years. They'd been separated for 2, but they were still seeing each other off and on. That's a weird setup.
Never do that.
They ran a pizzeria together.
That's tough.
So she's a chef.
Don't order the pepperoni.
Yeah.
It's not pepperoni. Benazzaroni.
His sister said she killed her brother in revenge for him cheating on her.
Did you say Benazzaroni?
Yeah, I did. I did. Very quietly.
Yeah. That just hit me.
By
traveled
me.
Across the room.
Yeah.
Dennis Brony.
Yep.
Relatives have revealed the couple constantly fought through the years. She'd even reported her husband to the police on one occasion. I guess he didn't accept the end of the relationship.
Is it cheating on you if, like, I'm not with you? Like, I mean, I know we live together, but like we're divorced or whatever they were, and
but I guess they were back on.
Yeah, that's. I think they were more on to her than I don't know.
Her lawyer says her client is remorseful for her actions.
Come on, you cooked his penis. You weren't that remorseful. You cooked his penis.
There's no regret there.
Come on. After he's already dead. Like, I think, I don't know, if he's alive, it's definitely worse for him. But I think then you're sending a message. But he's already dead. You've already killed him, and then you cooked his penis.
Yeah, but you had some time.
There they are. There's pictures of them together. If you want to see what they look like, you can check them out at Dave.
He has a look in his eye like, this lady might cook my penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, if I'm ever dead and my penis is cooked, check out this one.
He's right there. He's like, I'm sure she's going to cut off my penis in the middle of the night and fry it up.
Even she's looking like, I will cut his penis off.
That's what those pictures say.
This lady may cook my penis one day.
And she did.
Mm-hmm. She definitely really did.
right there, that look.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. She seemed like the type of girl that might cut my penis off and mutilate my body and fry it up.
I think he's got a Tiger's hat on.
No.
It's something. Is it backwards?
That's not the Tiger's logo.
I always look at those, like, Snapchats are always backwards.
It looks like it's got some sort of...
Yeah, that's a different one.
Yeah,
that's
a different one.
It's probably, like, a Brazilian team.
Probably.
Right. That's tough. That's a tough...
tough way to go.
Tough way to go, for sure.
I mean, yeah. As I said... I'd rather go that way. I would never want to see my dong being cooked in a pan, right?
Right.
I'd never want to see it, smell it, be a part of it.
Oh, it would suck to smell it, and it's delicious.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh, God, it smells good.
That is so weird.
Smells good like bacon smells.
God, smells like delicious sausage. What you cooking?
I have a feeling it would not smell good.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it would smell
great. I don't know.
Probably smell like pork.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Wow.
We might.
Fried dick. Anyways, you can check her out and him, RIP, at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You'll see them there. The variety of weird things people do when they're on drugs is kind of amazing. Police got a call this week about a suspicious car parked in a vineyard in Santa Rosa, California, just north of San Francisco. It was right next to one of those big fans that grape growers use to circulate the air and keep their grapes from freezing if it gets too cool at night.
Okay.
Well, once the cops got closer to it, they realized there's someone inside that fan. The base is hollow, just big enough to fit a person. Turned out a 38-year-old guy had climbed inside this fan and got stuck there for 2 days.
Oh, wow. Why?
Well, he was asked that.
Yeah.
What the hell? He says... He likes taking pictures of the motors inside old farm equipment, which is an odd hobby.
But yeah, it is.
Okay, whatever.
You can get 20 million followers on different, you know, I probably get 20 million TikTok followers with taking pictures of old motors.
Yeah.
Old
motors.
When they searched them, though, they also did find a whole bunch of meth.
Ah.
Hmm. Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Some pictures of this dude here. There he is. That's
his arm. That's a man on meth right there. That's not a man taking pictures. Yeah. It's not anything like what I would have thought.
Not at all. Like that. How claustrophobic would you feel in that? Like really, there's just room for him in there.
Yeah. How did he even get in it?
I don't know. I really don't know. Just a quick story on it too here.
At a winery in California.
Deputies in Sonoma County found a man stuck inside some winery equipment. He had been there for 2 days. He says he climbed in because he likes taking pictures of old farming equipment.
But, there's always a but, deputies say he was carrying more meth than camera equipment. He faces trespassing and drug charges. And next time to chill out.
Like, it would have been impossible for him to even take a photo of anything going on in there. He was 100%. So wedged in. I mean, he was just clearly high.
There's only enough room for, like, him.
Yeah.
In that thing.
Yeah.
So the real reason he climbed in there, that remains a mystery. He's facing charges for trespassing and for drug possession as well. If he just thought of that, it's kind of an interesting excuse, right?
He had two days to think of it.
What do I tell these people? Well, first of all, you think he may die in there, I'm sure. Right? Much of a confined space you can't get out of, you think this could be it. They'll never find me. Because... I'm sure they don't check on those things often. They're just fans running in a field.
He's probably fairly lucky that they got to him within 2 days because he would have been jonesing for meth pretty bad.
He had a bunch on him, but I don't know if he had the stuff to smoke it.
I don't even know if he could move his hands right. Maybe he had enough room. He could have done some more.
Yeah.
Pass the time.
It's funny. It's like his situation looks like he smoked the meth and then got Santa Claus powers and like the chimney powers.
Didn't realize it was closed at the bottom.
He's like,
doo, 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 boo, boo, boo.
Santa Claus.
Meth gave me Santa Claus powers. Up the chimney I go.
Then the powers ran right out.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not real powers,
just hallucinations.
Yep.
Consider yourself lucky, I guess, that you made it out of there because. man, that gives me... I'm not really a claustrophobic guy, but I could never be stuck in something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only kind of situation I would be claustrophobic in, if I was in something where pinned. I couldn't move my arms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to see the pictures, they're up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can see the predicament this meth head got himself into on this vineyard. You'd think if you were twerking up against a police car or on a police car with officers inside, you'd be in massive trouble.
You'd think so.
Not for these Chicago cops. They were like,
go ahead.
Away. Three women were caught on video having a little twerk session on a moving police vehicle. It was actually moving.
These women are incredible. Oh, wow. There's like a twerk fest or something.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. She's way up there.
Yeah, like there's people surrounding. But the car's moving.
Well, that guy's got a great view. Those cops got a great view of the one there.
Look, there's one on top, one on the hood, and one on the windshield.
Chicago police have a lot of problems.
They do. I guess. They're like, listen, right? we're just trying to live through this night. Yeah.
They want to twerk on our car.
Yeah, just let them.
Now the top brass.
That one girl there.
It's crazy.
Their buzz, like, get down, please.
The top brass are asking questions now as how these women could end up on the car's hood, windshield, and roof totally unchecked while a crowd walked alongside taking pictures and video. Tom Ahern is the deputy director of the Chicago Police Department. He says he and his office are well aware of this video.
Oh, geez, look at that girl. Look at her outfit.
And a full investigation into the police-assisted ass-popping is going to be launched. So I think you're fired, right?
Well, the thing is, I think I would just argue, like, hey, they jumped on our car and we tried to move to a spot because they stop right there and then the video stops. I'd say, well, as soon as that video stopped, we got out and got them off.
You could stop right there.
Right? It takes a lot for police to get fired. I don't think
they'll be fired. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I just want to see the girls' butts for a little bit longer.
Did you see the butts?
Maybe then it's like community outreach, right?
They just gotta... Listen, Chicago's got like these. Chicago's got a lot of problems.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's one of the most deadly cities.
Yep. You let some people twerk and have good times.
Yeah, if that's the worst thing that has happened.
Like you know, this neighborhood, we were handing out popsicles for a little bit.
Right.
They were trying.
You know,
outreach. How can we make friends?
I guess Chicago has banned all foot chases. So they're not allowed to chase anyone on foot.
So the second you run, they just because they want people to stop shooting or I don't know.
How do you police without foot chases?
Yeah, that's real crazy.
Stand still and shoot. I never chased.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot to figure out there.
They're trying to figure stuff out.
It'll be fine once they deploy all the robot dogs.
Right. Don't worry. Yes, people are gonna snap into shape.
Yep.
Chases once robots start killing.
You try and twerk on a robot dog, it'll just blast you to pieces.
Doesn't give a crap about your ass.
Go ahead. You try running from the robot termination.
Oh, God. I saw one yesterday just picking stuff up.
Oh, they can pick stuff up.
They put a new thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Can pick things up now. They keep getting better and better.
That'll be the last thing we all look at.
Robot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're coming.
Dave keeps it like a positive tone.
Yeah, robot dogs. They're coming.
Gotta keep it upbeat. Someone's gotta keep it upbeat.
Yeah. So twerkers. No word if the twerkers are going to face any charges, but the police officers may face some sort of.
Be hard to identify. They'd have to put them in the line of just twerkers, and like all the girls are twerking. You're like...
I know
that's number
ass.
Two.
I know
number
that
two.
Ass for sure. That's
number
the
two
ass.
For sure.
But I guess they enjoyed it for a little bit.
Sure.
Before they had to move on. All right. While we're speaking of sexy broads, some people, I guess, find this woman sexy. I think she's too fake, but she definitely has sex on the brain. An LA Instagram model claims she can think herself to orgasm just with her mind. And that orgasm she has is even more satisfying than having sex for real with a dude. She says she's more of a mind stimulation person. She doesn't need to be touched to feel aroused.
That's what I need.
You want that? You
want
to be able
I
to
just
do
want
that?
The, you're going to have to think real hard about being pleasured. You'll find none here.
find Chuck on one of those concentration rocks like Luke Skywalker. Yeah.
What are you doing, man? You trying to like transport to some other
realm? I'm giving orgasms right now to people.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
Oh, gross. Mental orgasms.
My word, I'll leave you to that.
Yeah, thank you. No, leave the mop.
I like that scene in the movie. This is a guy like, oh, gross. Yeah.
I bring a fleshlight to you.
Yeah. Like, thank you.
You just throw it behind you. Yeah.
I don't need it.
I want to show you this chick here so you can see what she looks like. There she is.
Yeah, now I got the fake kind of look.
Yeah. She's Marcela Iglesias. She's 44. She's like 380,000 followers on Instagram. She said after 2 years of perfecting her methods, she can easily hit the big O without even touching herself. To experience that, the mental masturbator says it's essential to stimulate the pineal gland, the melatonin-producing part of the brain that regulates sleep patterns, mood, and metabolism.
I'd like to put it to the test, though. I'd like to be like, okay, start thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But how do you prove it?
Well, because stuff should move when she's having one. Things down there will...
Pulsate.
Right.
Thank you, Andy.
Yes. I didn't know what it is. Couldn't some women make it appear as if that's happening, right?
I mean, I guess. It's possible.
I think they could.
I bet they probably could, but...
What do you want? If you want to do this, you got to detox. No alcohol, no meat. Even give up toothpaste that contains fluoride, she says. You got to achieve a complete detox.
Does she have any idea what she's talking about at
she
all?
She doesn't know anything.
I don't think so.
Look at it. Like, she's got that dog chilling with her. Do that dog like, he doesn't even know what the things I've seen. Yeah. He's like, I am tired. I'm just going to lay down. She's having orgasms with her mind.
To enhance this, she reportedly got an O shot last year, a drug-free non-surgical solution involved injecting your own plasma near your clitoris.
Uh-huh.
Which gives patients increased libido, greater arousal, and more powerful and frequent orgasms. She said, it definitely feels more sensitive down there, and I recommend that to anyone.
Hmm. That probably helped.
I was going to say, that probably...
Yeah, that shot.
Is that her guy?
He's
her husband.
Sucks to pose in a news story photo, and your chick's saying you're obsolete.
No, yeah, I don't even need him. He's got it made.
Oh, she's so ridiculously fake. I cannot stand that.
She's got one of those, like, those waists that doesn't make sense to
right.
me.
I think
like,
she's wearing something underneath.
Right. Some women like even get girdle. Bones removed, though, to get that look.
Yeah, I don't like that look.
No.
I've seen a lot of... There's, like, a TikTok space that for girls that wear those things, like, showing them how to do it right. You can really hurt yourself wearing those things for too long.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh my God, of course.
Squish, like you're
so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Squishing your insides.
You don't look human to me.
No. Like,
yeah.
It's gross to me.
No, I don't like that look at all. I mean, everything about this woman I really don't like. She looks like a really, like an old Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a real fake look.
And she looks, when she doesn't do all those filters and stuff, she looks more normal.
Yeah.
But when she does herself up, hills no.
Yeah.
But apparently she can just think her way to orgasm. Hmm. Coming up, douchebag of the day. Why did a dude threaten to kill everyone at a Mickey D's? Let's find out.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
Listen, if a little kid threw a tantrum like this, I'd probably understand it more. This is a grown-ass man.
Oh.
I don't understand
it. Oh, it's a man?
36-year-old James Springer went to a McDonald's in Northern Virginia and wanted to order a Happy Meal. But it was before 10 a.m., so it was too early to get one.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Most McDonald's don't start serving lunch until 10:30. So they said, sorry, sir, you can only get breakfast. That's when he threw a tantrum.
He wanted a freaking Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when they repeatedly said no, he responded by threatening to execute everyone in the restaurant.
Oh, jeez, that's more.
That's got to be like the most dangerous shift to work is like breakfast into lunch.
Yep. No one wants that.
You got to be like trained like one of those like where they talk people out of doing crimes.
Yeah.
Like a negotiator.
Crisis negotiator.
Sir, listen. Lunch is not started yet. Go ahead.
You know what I'm going to do then?
Just shoot me if you're going to do it. We can't get you a Happy Meal right now. It's 10:46.
I'm going to execute every single person inside that building.
You're going to have to. 11. That's
you're telling
lunch.
Me you'd rather have me execute everyone inside your place other than just make me my four nuggies and a tiny little fry?
It,
a tiny little fry.
It says so on the sign. It says right there on the sign. 11 a.m.'s lunch.
There's no breaking you.
There's nothing I can do. I'm the assistant manager.
All right, have a nice day.
Thanks.
I'll see you at 11.
Yes, come back for lunch.
It's never a time limit on the murder meal.
No.
Well, they called the cops, of course. Mm-hmm. He was gone by the time the cops got there. But while they were talking to witnesses, they got another call about a driver pointing a gun at someone in traffic. So the cops left, responded to that. Then they got another call from the same McDonald's because this guy showed back up.
Oh, no.
When his time came up so he could get his Happy Meal.
Oh, he did come back.
He came back for
they were
it.
Serving
he's like,
lunch.
Well, well, well. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Look who's back.
Can I get a Happy Meal, please?
Yes, because it's 11.
Four chicken nuggets, small fry. Can I have extra fries?
You got it, because it's lunch.
And a toy for a boy, please.
Of course.
Toy for a boy. So they still, they were ready to serve him his Happy Meal, but they just dragged it out to make sure the cops could come back.
Guys, this is taking forever.
Got to fire up the fryers.
I'm sure he was pissed at that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he was.
They're stalling with the Happy Meal so they can make sure the cops show back up. This dude is facing a bunch of charges, disorderly conduct, and four counts of brandishing a weapon. Wow, you don't get charges for threatening to kill people? Like, shouldn't that be a charge?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, boy. No, you just make him a Happy Meal, guys.
They won't do it.
I know they won't.
You guys, it's not a joke. So a couple of weeks ago, Aiden was starting his shift at like 11 a.m. And you know, we didn't have much stuff in the house. I'm like, hey, I'll run out. I'll grab you some lunch and you can take it to work.
Yeah.
So I just went through a Mickey D's and it was, I'm not joking, 10:58 or whatever. It was 2 minutes before.
Yeah.
And they said, sorry, we're not serving that yet.
Like, okay, I'm just going to sit here.
It's two minutes away. You don't have anything prepared for 2 minutes from now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they're like, sorry, we're just still on the breakfast menu.
Oh, my gosh.
I would just, like, put it in park.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'd be like.
Well, what I did is I did park. I walked inside and ordered it up from the counter.
By the time you walked in, it was
2 minutes. Yeah. It was exactly the time. And they were fine. And it was prepared because I got it right away.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is
they're just like sticklers to that.
They don't mess around with that. No. So I'm saying that's the hardest shift probably to where they're like the Navy SEALs.
Well, remember we had the story about the guy who wanted his nugs.
Yeah, and
right?
He was going to kill him.
And but they still denied him.
Yeah,
yeah, they're not afraid to die.
No.
Listen, I'm with you. I wish we could start lunch earlier.
Yeah,
there is nothing I can do.
You're just cool with dying.
We're all ready to die in here, sir. That's right. It's hash browns or nothing.
It's hash browns or nothing.
It's part of the oath we take as a McDonald's worker. Our McDonald's oath. We take a very serious thing.
They have to respect those golden arches.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So, yeah, a bunch of charges.
He died for the golden arches.
Don't do it, people. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What made a Florida man attack a fire truck? Here's that story now from NBC News in Miami.
Oh, jeez.
You see it there. Also now at 5, a man using a bat to hit a Miami-Dade fire truck right in the middle of the street. NBC 6 reporter Alyssa Hyman joins us live from West Miami-Dade with more on what else happened. Alyssa.
Yeah, well, it happened here at the intersection of Southwest 8th Street and Southwest 42nd Avenue. Now, the man who was arrested appears to be a Cuban reggaeton artist that goes by the name Chucho Flash.
Yes.
Now, according to
Hold on a second. All right, hold on. Write that down.
I suddenly got really interested in this.
Reggaeton artist Chucho.
Why didn't you say that off the top?
Flash.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go back to him in a second.
Yeah, we're not going to forget about him.
We will not forget about Chucho Flash.
Chucho Flash, the reggaeton Cuban reggaeton artist.
What is reggaeton?
I don't know.
We're going to find out together. Well, okay, right. Together we will. First, let's see what he get up to.
Was involved in a crash at this gas station before all of that unfolded.
I'm Chucho Reggaeton, bitch!
Frightening act of violence.
I knew he was up
to
something.
Sunday
he's in all
in
white
Miami.
With white shoes.
You can see a man with a bat smash the window of a Miami-Dade fire truck with firefighters still inside.
And the men crash is in the middle of traffic over there.
Another witness took this video, seeming to show the crash leading up to the bat incident.
Oh my God, well, at least they got him.
Oh, the firefighters are like, we're going to kick your ass.
Into custody.
Sir, you were arrested for three cases.
They got him.
Jesus said he was in bond court this morning. He's facing three charges in connection to what happened on Sunday. Using an interpreter, he tried to explain his side of the story.
And I was driving, and it was a gas station, and there were 7 to 8 people coming. After me that they were going to kill me.
But doesn't seem to explain what we see in the video. According to Fire Rescue, he caused about $4,000 worth of damage.
We are fortunate that these incidents, even though that Miami-Dade Fire Rescue responds to well over 250,000 calls a year, was an isolated incident. We spoke to the individuals assigned to the fire truck. We're happy to advise that none of the individuals were injured.
Now, we did reach out to the PR person for Chucho Flash. She responded. I wanted to see if they had a statement. She said, at first, no comment, but then she said they would be sending over a statement shortly. However, we're still waiting for that statement. For now,
Chucho Flash has a PR person.
Yeah,
okay?
That is Chucho Flash is big time.
He's got a PR person.
He's got a PR person. He does reggaeton, Cuban reggaeton.
Chucho.
That is the last time you
Flash.
Cross at Chucho Flash.
I don't know what any of this means.
I don't either.
Is that
it's
probably song titles.
Yeah. Chucho Flash.
Oh my God, he's got like millions of views.
22 million views.
Is this him? It's the same
I don't know what he's going to say in it.
Well, it's not in our language.
We hope.
I don't know, I think he keeps it. He's like a poor man's pit bull. It looks like he's a happy.
Yeah, like,
he was. Doesn't mind dabbling.
He's got, like 22 million views on this song, Chucho Flash.
That was a fake construction worker afraid to actually do any damage to the real road.
Yeah.
So he stopped.
He was like,
yeah. Don't really hit that road.
Chucho, where'd you go wrong?
What happened?
Chucho was on Sunshine and Happy Times.
Drugs, my friends.
Yeah. Look, it's just hot chicks at the laundromat. Shake it.
How many subscribers? Well, he doesn't have a ton of subscribers.
Almost 100,000.
Yeah.
Dude, this is 22 million views.
I know.
This must be his biggest hit, obviously, right?
It's the first thing that came up.
Oye, Bernice.
He also gets play on Latin stations, so.
Yeah.
Chucho's like super happy here, right? Chucho. They say it's Spanish reggae.
Okay. This has nothing to do with reggae.
Well, that's what a reggaeton artist is, Spanish reggae.
Oh.
And these are way happier times for Chucho.
He's so happy in this video.
I want to see something. I want to hear something more reggae-ish.
Okay, we're just going to play that again. That's okay, here's another one here.
Oh, boy.
A mi manera.
Terrifying.
This looks like it could be more
Chucho Flash.
Look at that necklace. You see the necklace he was wearing?
No.
Go back a second. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Holy hell.
It's all fake gold.
Well, sure,
but this one has 6 million views.
Chucho's tiny.
He's a tiny. He's a tiny little man. He's such a tiny petite.
There's your answer.
So that's the rage. He's got tiny man rage.
We figured it out
together. That woman's 2 feet taller than him.
No, not just that woman. Every woman in that shot.
Chucho is like 4'3".
He's tiny.
He's so small. He's like a little miniature fella.
I wondered why he came so. He was so low to that fire truck.
Rewind it to the point.
He was
where
like
he walks
an 11-year-old swinging a bat at a fire truck.
He's like, I am a so badass. Give me my model weaving.
Oh, look how, look how he has to step out of the car.
He's not even as tall as a car.
Oh, he's got wee tiny legs and wee tiny feet.
That's why
when he
he's
walks
mad.
In with that chick is the funniest thing I've ever seen. He's and like, I am a chucho.
And that's why the necklace looks so big. He's just a wee
exactly.
fella.
Exactly.
It's probably just a normal size necklace.
That's an 18-inch necklace.
Yeah. That is, that's a normal size necklace, but on Chucho. It looks like a wreath.
These chicks had to get paid so much money to pretend they were attracted to this one.
They look down at him, pretend they're he's hot.
Look at the little hot man.
Oh my gosh.
It's true, he could barely reach the fire truck to smash it. Now that I think about it, he smashed the very bottom of it.
Right.
He only comes up to the boobs of these model women that are in his video.
Exactly. I mean, that's okay, but you wouldn't want to live life like that.
I don't know how many phone books he has to sit on.
There was one where...
Yeah. Okay, well, that's hilarious. You know they right. had him on a box.
Yeah. Absolutely, because he was right up at her level kissing her there. And when they walked in, she was like 2 feet taller than him.
Did you see the one where she was sitting on him? if you rewind it.
Yeah.
Like, she was sitting on his lap. At the one of the chairs, and it looked really, really funny. I don't know if we'll find it, but
yeah, oh, there. Hello, my beautiful,
crushing his little legs.
He was like, "Get off of me!
Ow! You're crushing me!
You're so big!
My tiny legs!
Oh, look at his! Even that glass looks huge in his tiny hands.
I'm surprised he'd have the shot of him walking through the door with that woman.
I'm surprised too.
He didn't pick up on it until that.
There's no girl in this video that isn't just towering over him.
Right, and they're probably not that tall.
I think he stood straight up in the back of a car to get out of it.
He did.
I think he stood straight up.
And he just walked
Look,
out of it.
What? When he gets out of this car, I think he just stood straight up and walked out. Here it comes. I'm getting out.
Yep.
His head doesn't come up to where the door closes. God.
Wow.
Chucho, you tiny little reggaeton.
That's why he's angry.
That explains everything. The news. Yeah. Do 5 minutes of research. You'll know. Well this tiny man. This,
because he's short.
This is the story.
Yes. Yeah. Chucho Flash reacted this way, obviously, because he's such a tiny little fellow.
Man. He was very upset at being boob height.
How much do you think Chucho Flash is worth?
I'm going to say 2 million. That's crazy. I can't even believe that. But yeah, I think 2 million.
Chucho Flash.
I mean, net maybe worth. 10 million.
Oh, man.
How much? Chucho Flash.
He doesn't know.
It says right there.
29 mil.
29 million. What the F?
Oh,
my God. That's like a million for every inch of his height.
Yeah.
Chucho, the one thing I cannot buy is a height.
He's a height.
He's a self-esteem.
Yeah, updated last September, he was worth about $29 million.
Oh my God, Chucho.
Wow.
Just don't hit fire trucks, bud.
Okay, height.
5'2". 5'2".
5'3", 5'4", maybe.
That's probably a pretty good guess.
Because those were like model chicks, so they were probably like 5'8".
Yeah. The thing is, though, I think about myself. How much taller am I than a car?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like, where does my head come up to on a normal car?
Yeah, not like Chucho's.
Chucho came up to the roof.
Chucho walked out of a car as if he was walking out of a plane.
You guys, he hides it like
of
it's
course.
A... It's
of
all,
course.
On every profile, it says not available.
Yeah. You can't find it.
Yeah, it is. It is surprising. Like,
oh wait, go up.
What?
Oh, 5 foot seven. There's no, way he's 5 foot seven.
Oh my God!
There's
please.
No way he's 5 foot seven. He totally lied to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's like Pitbull is like 5'7".
Yeah. So exactly. Chucho Flash is worth more than Luda.
Well, that's crazy.
Jesus. And yet he snapped in the middle of an intersection and used a big bat. All with he's all angry. Of his tiny little strength and hit the bottom of a windshield.
Yeah, he did. He only got to the bottom.
He was like, "Hey, yeah, teach you a lesson."
The firefighters were like, "We got to go tackle this child." Yeah. Oh, he's a grown man.
There's some kind punch of kid dressed all in white attacking the fire truck.
He was in head to toe white.
Yeah. Wait a second. This one here says. Estimated earnings 19,000.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering if he's. So he made. Wait a second.
You think it?
I think it's weird.
May not. What site did it come from? I don't know the site, but
no, none of these are.
I mean, the thing is, if he had like, I don't know what year that big song came out. But if he had a big, gigantic song...
Dude, all his songs had, like, millions of views, so he's getting money from YouTube.
Yeah, but it's not...
There's no way he's worth that much, right?
Can't be.
29 million?
I don't think so.
I mean, his huge necklace that he
Where was
wearing.
He? Miami?
Yeah. Miami.
I mean, he does live in Miami. Mm-hmm. He's in all white.
Jojo.
That he's not cheap.
Someone said you should Google the height of the car he was standing next to.
Well, have you ever seen the guy that figures out how tall people are by videos?
Look, he can barely... He doesn't...
He comes up to the where the window stops.
Is that a Rolls Royce?
You see it pull in earlier? What is that?
Is that a Rolls Royce?
It's a Rolls, yeah.
Height of Rolls Royce. Okay. Let's just see. Here.
That's an SUV. You got to find just the car.
Like the Phantom, what would you say?
Yeah, I would say it's probably...
Like a ghost?
It's a ghost. We're that's what
61
it's
inches.
That's, yeah, well, this is how you get 61 inches.
So he... Oh, 5 foot.
He's 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
he's 5 feet tall.
Dude,
he's 5 feet. He's 5'1" at the most. Yep.
And that's why you have so much rage and you take it out on a fire truck.
Yeah.
Solved.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine adding 6 inches to my height my whole life. Being like, yeah, I'm 5'7".
Right.
Like, sir, you're 5'1".
At the most.
No, 5'7".
5'7". But you know stars do that all the time, right?
Tom Cruise is a tiny
There's
man,
There's a bunch
too.
Of, like, tiny men who add...
Well, I think, what is it? Robert Downey Jr. is not very tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And on dating sites, they say short guys always exaggerate about their height.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's just something Chucho did.
What a fail on that video.
Oh, God.
To have it, his height be so obvious.
You guys, if I was 5 foot, I would have a casting call for hot 4 foot women.
Of course.
Right?
Or just don't walk next to them.
And I wouldn't put
You can
anything.
Do force perspective to make things exactly. look differently.
Like how they made Gandalf look super tall.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd do. In all my videos, I'd be surrounded by 4 foot women, mm-hmm. 4 foot people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'd be towering above them, and it would make it appear that when I get out of the car, the camera would be on the ground, so I looked like I was towering above it.
It's hard to find 4 foot models.
It is. Seriously, I mean, it really is.
What's that one guy that sings
kicking around?
That's real short.
He's
Bruno.
Bruno Mars. Oh. Yeah, he found like the last one of the like hot women that's his height.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
He's little. He's like I think we looked it up once. Oh, it's we like did. 5'5", 5'4".
Yeah, 5'5".
Yeah, he towers over this other guy, though.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Chucho.
Oh, well, there you go. The story of Chucho Flash. We never knew it before today.
He was like...
That's the thing. Like, I was going to say, I don't know if you have the video of him attacking the fire truck anymore, but now that you realize how short he is...
Yeah, let's look back at it now.
At the video and look at
him. Oh, no, it's like a toddler like attacking a little truck.
It's a toddler.
Hey.
He can't even reach.
No. Eh.
Look it. Watch. Yeah, I'm going to get you.
Even with the top of the bat, he hits the bottom of the windshield.
Exactly.
Does he have lifting shoes on, too?
I don't know. I think
there's something going on back there. There's something going on back there.
Yeah, he doesn't have
He's almost
shoes.
Not as tall yeah, at least look as at the lifts wheels. In those shoes. Look at them.
He can barely walk.
You can see him now that he's walking.
He's got heels on.
Yeah. The fire truck wheels come up to his nipples.
The story of tiny little Chucho Flash. Yeah. Amazing.
They really let him have it, too. Like, look at the cop. Do you see the cop confronting him?
Yeah, that's the great...
The cop confronted him. Like,
get over here, you little son of a bitch. Oh, my God. What are you going to do?
He wasn't afraid of him in the least bit. He had a bat.
Yeah. So get over here. What, are you going to nick me with that? It's barely going to touch me.
Well, his mugshot looks like he took a shot to the head.
He's oh, he did. No, they got him. He didn't cooperate.
Yeah, no, he resisted.
They couldn't even, when he was in court, his little... like barber thing that they let him wear in court was like going over his shoulder. He like couldn't get that. They couldn't get the right size for him.
They had him on a booster seat. Yeah.
Booster seat for court.
So they could see him.
Yeah.
Happy we found Chucho Flash.
Oh man. Whew, that one took a turn.
I think if you get headbutted by a whale, you're going to be different.
Yeah, I mean, headbutted by a whale? What kind of whale?
A young Australian fisherman is recovering from a concussion after getting headbutted by a whale that fell onto their boat.
So got crushed by it. Didn't really get headbutted.
I mean, a whale jumped right on him.
Yeah.
The whale emerged from the water only to crash down on the front of the fishing boat. They said it was like a giant truck hit them.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They say in the report the 30-foot-long whale essentially headbutted the one guy, though. He was the only one that got contact with the whale.
So it was just head to whale. Yeah.
The boat ended up taking on water.
Well, look at the boat. So what do you think is, how do you think his head looks?
He's in a coma with head injuries and a fractured spine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, so he's not good.
No.
A whale landed on him.
They say it was an accident that could have happened to anyone. It just happened so fast. They may have spooked it. Unclear what type of whale it was. But there are tens of thousands of humpback whales migrating through that area right now.
I don't know how many. Do all whales jump out of the water, or is that just humpback whales?
I think a lot of them like breach the water and do that. I don't know why they do it. I think they're just having fun or something. But
yeah,
if he comes out of this, I feel like he still won't be right. You can't take a whale to the head, right?
And then look at the boat. Just look at the boat as pulverized.
You'll be slow. You'll
definitely be different now.
Yeah, you'll be slower than normal.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, no, he's not.
I like fish.
Fish.
I like fishy.
Fish.
Fish.
It's going to be different when he wakes up.
I like fish.
That's all he can say now.
I like fish.
Oh, yeah.
He likes fish. He's a slutty.
I like fish.
What else? What else, Nick? What else are you into?
Hey, fish.
Okay.
Here's a crayon.
Oh.
Some paper.
Oh, he's drawing a fish.
Drew a fish.
Oh. Yeah. He's been different ever since that whale.
Just don't say the word him. Whale.
Oh, we've lost him again.
We've lost him.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.